boys.
Come on, Bossy. Let's go, mate. Next subject.
Well, the biggest story of the weekend. Now, we are all fathers. There is some history there, Ricky Stewart, but it's an incident from a decade ago around Jamin Salmon. Matty Johns, your reaction to what happened post-game. Time and place. Obviously not the place, the post-match media conferences, to air that grievance. And now, as a result, there has to be consequences, don't there, Matty? There has to be action against Ricky Stewart.
Oh, yeah, it'll just be exactly what it is. There'll be some action. There's no doubt about it. It's, you know, it's such a different one. You know, we're all fathers here, and I think sometimes what happened with Ricky, he's gone into the press conference, and obviously his fatherly instincts have overruled his coaching instincts and common sense. But that's what happens sometimes. It is really hard to be critical. Look, I could be critical. Like, okay, wrong place, wrong time. I get that. But to not know what is behind the bad blood. You know, I can sit on the surface and say, oh, my God, that's petty. You know, it was 12-year-old kids. But I just don't know what took place. It goes without saying, Ricky's, when he issued the statement, said, you know, there's nothing I can add to that. It was spot on. It was the wrong place, wrong time. He's apologised. But there will be sanctions. No doubt about it. It'll just be depending on whether it's fine or suspensions or whatever it is.
Well, I do think, I personally, again, I do think there needs to be suspension. I think because it can't be allowed to happen. You know, as I said, I feel torn because I love Ricky Stewart. I'm spreading a lot of love today, but I love the passion. That's one of the reasons I love Ricky Stewart. Love watching it. I love talking footy with him, but this is crossing the line big time, isn't it, Cameron? This is a crossing of the line, so you can't just lump it in with referee criticism. It's something totally different.
Yeah, and when I first seen the comments, boys, I was really shocked, to be honest. And now I've been coached by Sticky, and I get along with Sticky great, and you know, I think there's been comments made by everyone that's worked alongside him and know Sticky, you know, and talk about they've talked about, you know, his passion and how he wears his heart on his sleeve for his team, and that's all great and well. But, I agree with you, Vossi. I think there's a line that's been crossed by Ricky in this situation. And like Matty, I've got no idea of the history between the two parties, and it's none of my business, no one else's business bar theirs. He's crossed the line, and he knows he has. He's admitted so when he gave his apology yesterday, and I think there'll be some consequences following for Ricky for the comments that he made. You cannot make comments about a player in our competition the way he did.
Yeah.
In the situation and the words that were used as well. It's not great for our game. There's a lot of things wrong with what happened.
Mm. And we're talking about an incident that we're told happened 10 years ago. Put the age on it, you know, Jamin Salmon, 12 years of age. We're now 10 years on. Obviously, there's some if there is to be healing or whatever, but it can't be brought into the forum of an NRL game, you know, post-match NRL game.
No doubt.
So that will take its course over the next... look, I think it goes longer than 24 hours. I must say, though, Cameron... the club not making an announcement? I'm staggered by Canberra not coming out and saying something, that just have sat back and almost like a buck pass, like, oh, no, the NRL handle it. But isn't the coach an employee of the club?
Well, he is. but you see this often, Vossi, don't you? Like, when you tend to have, you know, incidents with players, the clubs, more times than not, they sit back and wait for the NRL to make a decision. And for whatever reason, I'm not too sure, but... I think everyone would much prefer and expect the club to get on the front foot and make a decision around their employee. That's for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I've got one. I'll just interject here. Joe says, this is boring. Come on, boys. Grow some balls and get into each other. Start up the rivalry from the South Coast. Joe, I don't know what our listeners were expecting this morning. I really don't. Did they really expect me and Cam to come on and have a slanging match? Like,
I did. And say, I was hoping.
Yeah, you yeah, got, I, you say, goddamn yeah. Melbourne Storm people. You, yeah. You know, like,
I tell you something. I usually get out of bed about 10 to 8, right, for this. I was up at 5:30. I was expecting. I was hoping for a slanging match. But anyway.
Sorry. People.
So, yeah, so no. Probably from Westfield's disappointed. He says cop out. There is stick it up in Brandy's another one. Pedro's given an observation. He said first round both combatants feeling each other out. 10-10. Second round bring it on. So
he's waiting for the 8:30 news. He's waiting for the 8:30 news.
Kerry O'Brien and I will have a chat during the 8:30 news and see if we can come up with something. Let's take a break. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.